Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 20s. Home sales in Wisconsin rose 2.4% in October when compared to a year ago, and median prices increased 4.7% to $155,000. The news was mixed in this area. Home sales fell nearly 15% in Racine County and 9% in Kenosha County in October when compared to a year ago, while sales rose nearly 5% in Milwaukee County. Median prices, however, increased in all three counties, 2.7% in Racine County, 17.8% in Kenosha County, and 1.2% in Milwaukee County. Looking at the year through October, home sales rose about 18% in Racine County, 10.4% in Kenosha County, and 5.7% in Milwaukee County. The median price of those homes also rose 5.8% in Racine County, just over 8% in Kenosha County, and 8.5% in Milwaukee County. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the positive momentum in the state's housing market was helped by good fall weather. City of Racine parking ramp signs say pay before exiting, which has apparently caused confusion with some people who pay before walking out to a destination instead of when driving out of the structure, as the payment machines were set up to handle, leaving some stuck and calling for help. The Transit and Parking Commission heard about the problem from Director Mike Meyerly.
The logic of the machines is set up so that it works fine if you pay just before you leave in your car. It gives you a grace period of like 10 or 15 minutes to get out. But one of the reasons people have been having difficulties is because if you pay on your way to wherever you're going and hours may go by, you've now exceeded the grace period.
Under the city's contract with the parking system management firm, ABM, customers can push a button to talk with someone about what to do, and Meyerly says that's happened quite a few times. Commissioners unanimously recommended adjusting the grace period that goes along with using the ramps to cover more than one scenario. On another parking issue, the city realized $1,900 in revenue from the downtown ramps with Party on the Pavement, which impacted the number of available free meter spaces on the streets. Gas prices in Wisconsin are hovering just above $2 a gallon to start the week. According to AAA, the average price has plummeted 23 cents a gallon in the last week to $2.04. The lowest price showed up in the Janesville-Beloit area at $1.95, while the most expensive gas was in La Crosse and Eau Claire. Gas is down 11 cents nationwide to an average of $2.14 a gallon. Police on the UW-Whitewater campus are investigating two incidents Sunday morning, possibly involving people checking for unlocked doors in Clem, Fricker, and Wells Halls. A campus-wide news alert said a laptop was stolen from an unlocked room in Clem Hall between midnight and 1:15 a.m. Sunday. The second incident was around 2:30 a.m. and involved a woman in Wells West Hall who was awakened by a man in her room. He ran out and nothing was reported missing. UW-Whitewater police are asking anyone with information to call them or the local Crime Stoppers number. A new report entitled Reducing Teen Substance Misuse, What Really Works, says Wisconsin ranked 34th lowest for the number of youth drug overdose deaths, with a rate of 8.8 per 100,000 for ages 12 to 25, compared to the national rate of 7.3. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Males are 2.5 times as likely to overdose as females around the country, while the rate in Wisconsin for males, 12.7 per 100,000, 4.7 for females. For the 1999-2000 period, no state had a youth drug overdose death rate above 6.1 per 100,000, and by 2011-13, 33 states were above it. Rates highest in West Virginia at 12.6 per 100,000 youth, more than 5 times higher than the lowest rates in North Dakota at 2.2. I'm Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Big Bundle Up is a statewide winter clothing drive sponsored by Travel Wisconsin that's underway now through January 4th. Winter coats, caps, gloves, mittens, socks, and etc. being collected for donation to local charities in both Racine and Kenosha counties. Drop-off bins are set up at the Real Racine Visitor Center, Downtown Racine Corporation, Greater Union Grove Chamber of Commerce, and Waterford Area Chamber of Commerce. In Kenosha, drop-off bins are at the I-94 Visitor Information Center at Highway 165, as well as the Downtown Visitor Center. Last year, more than 17,000 items were collected statewide, including hundreds of items locally. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.